WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
101 has gotten a question from Chris about storm surge in the hurricane categories, plus some confusion over slosh. Well, I'm going to try to answer Chris's question as best I can, but the topic of storm surge values within hurricane wind categories is not an easy topic for a quick answer. The Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale is a 1 to 5 categorization based on the hurricane's intensity. The scale, originally developed by wind engineer Herb Saffir and meteorologist Bob Simpson, has been an excellent tool for alerting the public about the possible impacts of various intensity hurricanes. This scale does not address the potential for other hurricane-related impacts, such as storm surge, rainfall-induced floods, and tornadoes. It should also be noted that these wind-caused damage general descriptors are, to some degree, dependent upon local building codes in effect and how well and how long they have been enforced. Now, earlier versions of this scale, which was known as the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale, incorporated central pressure and storm surge as components of the categories. Storm surge was also quantified by category in the earliest published versions of the scale dating back to 1972. However, hurricane size, that is the extent of hurricane force winds, local bathymetry or depth of nearshore waters, topography, and the hurricane's forward speed and angle to the coast also affect the surge that is produced. Thus, to help reduce public confusion about the impacts associated with the various hurricane categories, as well as to provide a more scientifically defensible scale, the storm surge ranges, flooding impact, and central pressure statements were removed from the scale, and only peak winds are employed in the revised version termed the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. Chris, I think this answers your question that storm surge has indeed been removed from the scale of hurricane intensity. But it does take some time for changes of this type to fully propagate through various publications, so you can still find the Saffir-Simpson scale with pressure and storm surge values that were previously attached to the wind intensity values. More will be forthcoming on a future 101 on storm surge and slosh, a model used to predict storm surge. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.